Unit 4. Creativity in Music. Reading 1. Creativity in Music. Creativity in music may be seen differently in different cultures. Some cultures may value creativity and improvisation as key elements during performance. Other cultures may value the precision that a performer has in reproducing a work of music based on a standard earlier performance of the same piece of music. These two views of creativity of musical performance are sometimes called the creative, spontaneous and improvised, and recreative, practiced and deliberate modes of performance. Classical music in the West tends to focus on recreative performance, although there remains room within any given piece for a performer's own interpretation. For example, pianists who play Schubert or Chopin try to play the music as it was written by these composers. Usually only minor variations can be noted between different musicians' performances of the same piece. What is more important during the performance of this kind of music is that the performer capture or express the composer's intended mood and emotion of the piece through technical strategies in which the musician has been trained. Rather than try to recreate the emotions of the composer, jazz music, on the other hand, focuses on the emotions of the musicians themselves. In jazz music, therefore, a much wider range of variation is allowed between different musicians' interpretations of the same piece. Jazz musicians must learn the techniques of playing this kind of music in much the same way as classical musicians must learn the techniques of the classical genre. However, once a jazz musician masters those techniques, she or he may use them to freely improvise during a performance. In this way, the jazz musician expresses her or his emotions at the time, rather than the emotions that were originally written into the piece. Rock music can be seen as the genre in which creative and recreative performances merge. Some rock musicians rely almost entirely on past successful melodies, rhythms, and interpretations. Other rock musicians prefer to explore improvised instrumental bridges in their music. When these improvised parts of a song are recorded in the studio for an album, they are expressing the musician's interpretation of the music only at that time. During a live performance of the same piece of music, this improvised piece may be interpreted in a very different way by the musician, much to the surprise of the listeners. No matter how a culture defines creativity within its own musical styles, one thing seems to hold true everywhere. Musical creativity requires a musician to know how the basic melody, rhythm, and formal elements within a culture's music work together. This understanding of a culture's musical style can only come from the experience of careful listening through repeated exposure. Take, for example, West African drummers who go through stages of learning the proper drumming techniques. Over time, students move from mastering recreative techniques to learning the creative techniques required by experienced players. A group of West African drummers may have three different types of drums, which require different creative skills from the players. Beginners play the drum that starts a piece for the group because this drum maintains a steady beat and style during a piece. Students with more experience learn the second drum, which is similar to the beginner's drum, but requires some improvisation by players. The third drum requires students to use a wide range of rhythms and strokes so that players can actually respond to singers and dancers through improvisation. It is only through long exposure to the sound patterns and style of this type of music that these drummers can learn how to improvise properly.